Kathleen Hugo, who's the Director of Special Education for the MCCSC.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. I was listening with dismay, though, to the weather forecast. I would like some rain. It would be nice to have some.
Everything is brown. Everything is a little dry and dusty. And we haven't had any rain, as you mentioned. I don't think we've had 3 inches of rain the last 3 months.
No.
Where we average over almost 4 inches of rain each month. So I agree. And Irma, not going to bother us up here, those poor people down in South Florida trying to get their lives back together in the Caribbean.
Right.
We've got it pretty easy, but I'm with you. We could use just to green some things up here. But you've had, over a month of school already going? Gee whiz, time flies.
We are a month into school, yes, and we are off and running.
You have some special training for the teachers underway now. Is that what's happening?
We do. We're very excited about it. We have some training this week going on for some of our teachers at Highland Park and Summit and Fairview. And this is a model that we've used in many of our schools, and it's been sort of spreading around the district. It's called the Well-Managed Classroom, and it is really, it's a training for teachers to support other teachers in how to have disciplined and supportive classroom environments, because we really know that sustaining a positive learning environment is essential if we want to have a classroom where students can learn. And so the focus of this classroom training, and I was listening to the little bit you had on focus on the family before, and it was talking about encouragement, which is, in a way, part of what this is about. It's about giving teachers more skills so they can encourage a sense of connectedness to the school for students, which we know is absolutely essential, building relationships with students and establishing a positive learning environment and empowering every student with social skills so they can be successful. And it's just a way of looking at how we interact with students and how we build positive supports for them.
Kathleen, let me ask you a kind of, this may be a strange question, but we hear of kids who reach a certain point in school, sometimes all the way into high school, before something is discovered, dyslexia, high-functioning autistic, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
What do the schools do? How do you discover the kids who have special needs?
That's a great question, Keith. We hope that it doesn't happen like that too much anymore with kids going into high school without knowing that they have a disability, because we have a federal mandate, all schools do, in the nation that we've had since about 1975. It's called Child Find, which gives us the obligation to seek out and identify all students with disabilities in our case in Monroe County. And so we have a system where if parents suspect there's a disability, they can bring that to the school team, to their principal, to their teacher, and they can discuss it and work with the family to see whether it is truly something that needs to be evaluated as a disability, because of course many students have learning problems, and we don't want to overreact, and we also don't want to underreact. So while we may try some things first to see whether we can remediate the concern with some regular classroom instruction, we also have a system of identification where we will assess students. We do assess students for dyslexia. That's one of the 13 categories of a disability that we look for. In Indiana, dyslexia is under the rubric of specific learning disability. But we do look for dyslexia. We can test for it. We have highly qualified psychologists who can work with students and teachers. We do really comprehensive exams. And at the end of it, if it is determined that a child has any type of disability, whether it is autism, as you mentioned, or dyslexia or any one of the other disabilities, then we'll start looking at how we can put services in place for them in the classroom.
We're talking with Kathleen Hugo, who's Director of Special Education for the MCCSC. So you actually then do perform some evaluative functions for kids in the classrooms?
Oh, we do, absolutely. We have six school psychologists who work in our schools, and they work with the teams of people at the school, which would include the principal, the classroom teacher, the special education teacher, the parents, of course, and when we do undertake an evaluation, there's a process that we go through. Of course, we need to have parent permission, written parent permission, and make sure that the parent understands everything that we're going to be assessing their child on and all the assessments that we're using, because there's obviously different types of evaluations if we suspect different things.
Mm-hmm.
There's classroom observations, and at the end of the assessment period, they pull it all together and meet with the parent, and as a team, they make recommendations.
There have been a lot of changes in special needs students, and way back in my day, they kind of had their own classroom, and
yeah.
you didn't really see them, and now there's a term, I believe it's inclusion.
That's right.
How does that work for the kid with special needs and then the kids who don't have special needs? How's it all working out?
I think the one-word answer I would give you is it's very powerful. It's great. Of course, with students with disabilities, as with any student, there's always individual needs. But by and large, the research has shown over the years, over the 30 years since we've been moving from the classroom that I knew, and probably you did as well in your mm-hmm. school, of students on the back 40 somewhere.
Right.
In my case, it would have been actually a separate classroom in a trailer at the back of the softball field or something. But we have found that actually students, by and large, didn't learn in those self-contained environments. We do still have some of those, but they're very, very specialized because we have a variety of programs. I think every school is required to have a variety of programs because all kids are different. But by and large, the majority of our students are alongside their peers in regular classrooms getting supports from the teachers and all of the staff in the regular classrooms. And I believe it benefits not only the students with a disability, but the typical students as well, their classmates, because it's very important to have a variety of diverse opportunities and exposure in classrooms. Some of the children in these classrooms will grow up to have children with disabilities themselves. It's important that we appreciate and value students for the richness that they can bring to the classrooms. I think it just makes a more diverse learning environment.
Do you have enough freedom to get what you need done, or do you have to wade through the red tape that is state regulations, federal regulations, and all that? Would you like to have more autonomy in that department?
Well, the federal regulations are massive, and I do think there's a tremendous amount of...
Not large, not big. They're massive. I know what you're saying there by the way you said that.
They are.
Well, that's why I asked the question, because you have so many other things that you could help with. It seems like you spend half your time making sure you're doing it right instead of helping.
And reporting.
Well, that's the other thing. You're right, to get your funding. So
that certainly is true. And our teachers, I would say, I do, the one thing that we do think about a lot is that the teachers have a massive paper load, workload involving paperwork. All teachers do, all special ed teachers do, have it on top of that. So it is a lot to ask teachers to do. And, our teachers are remarkable in that they get it all done. It's the behind-the-scenes things that parents and students, are not aware of, the time that's put in to work on the paperwork angle of it. Yeah, I don't think anybody is a fan of all of the paperwork, but we try to get through it as best we can.
Kathleen Hugo is our guest. She is the Director of Special Education at the MCCSC. And Kathleen, before we let you go, what do you say to parents? What should parents look for? Or do parents have this intuition about, gee, my kid has a special need, and, where do I go to get help?
Right. Parents know their children best. And if you have any thoughts that there might be something that is wrong, I would say go first to your classroom teacher or principal. And certainly, you can always call here at the Administration Center, 812-330-7700. Ask for me, Kathleen Hugo, and we'll make sure that we start taking a look at the problem.
Excellent job as always, Kathleen. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of these days of summer. And I'm with you, Team Rain. Let's get some rain going here.
A little bit.
Yeah, we don't need to wash out the whole week. Just an inch or two to get us back to normal. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.